Certainly is nice to have your company with us. 27 past 7 on a Wednesday morning. What about this? It's the AFL Grand Final. We know that Melbourne and the Bulldogs, Melbourne looking to break a premiership drought, second only to the Saints, I think it is, at the moment. Lots of work to do, but a great opportunity on Saturday night at Optus Stadium. I wonder what one of their former greats is thinking about all of this. He played 252 games for the team of the Red and the Blue, 41 goals. He coached them for 44 games, coached North Melbourne for 44 games as well. Was a five-time VFL Premiership player with the Ds through the late 50s and early 60s. Member of the Australian Football Hall of Fame and All-Australian Melbourne Team of the Century on the wing. It's the one and only Brian Dixon who joins us on the Breakfast Club. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Great to have you with us on the program. A lot to look forward to talking to you about.
Well, it's a very exciting time.
Oh, well, that's the first place I want to start. I mean, how do you feel about all this? You played in the last premiership in 1964. I bet you didn't think that was going to be the case 57 years later.
That's absolutely right. Now, I would have expected Melbourne to have done better than that over all the years. So it's a tragedy for Melbourne supporters, but hopefully all will be well after Saturday.
Yes. Are you bullish about the prospects?
Yes, I think Melbourne have done extremely well this year, and there's absolutely no reason why they shouldn't carry off the premiership.
Do you sit there when you're watching this edition of the D's, Brian, and compare them to what you had in your halcyon days with that unbelievable era for the Melbourne Footy Club, the team that existed then?
Well, it's hard to compare a team that has yet to win a premiership between the 57 years with the fact that we were fortunate to win six premierships, of which I participated in five.
Now, that's a fair point, I suppose. That's a fair point.
that is very true. And, Brian, when you think about the history that goes behind the MCC and the Melbourne Cricket Ground and wanting to be there and watching your team, what's it like for one of the legends of the club watching this happen but not actually being able to be there and living it?
Well, I guess I can't answer that question until I actually do it. But I'm barracking like mad that Melbourne will win. I believe that Melbourne will win, so I don't want to think about the alternative.
No, exactly. And when you look at the team at the moment, they've got so many stars right across the ground. Is there someone that you're drawn to? Is there someone that you look out there and think, that's my sort of player?
Well, I think the captain is earned his way, and he's played magnificently well, and I think that will continue on Saturday.
So, Brian, just an extension to that question, playing through such a successful era in Melbourne, is there a player that plays the same way as some of the stars that you played with, that might be a Petrarca or a Lever that reminds you of some of your star players?
Oh, I think that's a difficult question to answer. I mean, I knew intimately my teammates and the way they played, and so I guess I wouldn't dare to equate the performances of the current players with the team in which I was lucky enough to play. So, but I think the captain has had a wonderful season, and I expect him to do well in the ruck, and I'm hopeful that that will lead the way for Melbourne to win the premiership.
Now, Brian, you mentioned before you played in five premierships for Melbourne. Why didn't you play in six?
Well, I was playing for Melbourne University Commerce Faculty against dentistry in the grand final of the university football competition. And with all the faculties that were involved, and I was told not to play by the coach Norm Smith, and so I left my football gear at home at Nulla Wadding. I lived at Nulla Wadding in those years with my mother. And anyway, a fellow called Rex Thompson, who was a mate of mine, had a car, which was unusual in those days. He said, "Dicko, we need you. I'll drive you home in my car, pick up your gear and play. No one will ever know." So I passed that, and I got driven home by Rex Thompson to Nana Wadding, picked up my gear, played, and we were fortunate to win the inter-faculty premiership. And next morning in the paper was that Dixon led the commerce faculty to the premiership. So Norm Smith came to me and said, "Is this you?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, you're out." And that's what happened to me. I got dropped.
Oh, no.
So, no, I know times were different back then.
Somebody in the background is laughing. But I think it was funny.
Well, it's unusual is that while we're laughing, Brian. It's a very unusual situation. I know things were different back then, but an inter-faculty game took precedent over an AFL, a VFL grand final.
That's right. Well, it was... I mean, there was about 20 faculties at Melbourne University all playing off for the premiership. And Mick Aylett was a member of the dentistry's team. And Rex Thompson said, "Dicko, if you don't play, Aylett will dominate the game and we'll lose. And we've spent all this time trying to win the faculty premiership." So I fell for that and got gear and played.
Oh, have you forgiven Rex Thompson yet for making you do that?
No.
Brian, can I wind you back even further than that? You've got a storied history, of course, at the Melbourne Football Club, but you were a Saints supporter when you were growing up. So much so, is it true that you moved to your grandmother's house so that you could be zoned to the Saints, but then... What happened there with those conversations?
Well, what happened was that I went and trained for St Kilda in their training, and they said, "Well, don't bother shifting your address from Wright Street, Paran to St Kilda, because we're not interested in you." So I then got an invitation from Jim Cardwell at Melbourne to train with the Melbourne team, and I took that invitation up and haven't regretted it ever since.
No, exactly right. So you mentioned Norm Smith, obviously Ron Barassi, some famous names that were part of that successful era at Melbourne. What was it like to be part of the town, part of that club that was so dominant through those times?
Oh, it was a wonderful experience. We were looked up to from the football world, and the people who were associated with, like Norm Smith and Jim Cardwell and Checky Hughes, and I could go on and on with the members of the committee, and I thoroughly enjoyed my time with the Melbourne Football Club. It was fantastic.
Yeah, and Brian, that was the great times with the Melbourne Football Club. It wasn't always great times, though. Things did get a little bit tough. There was big talk of mergers, particularly through the mid to late 90s. Tell us about your role in that, because you were a very, very strong voice in the anti-merger sentiment.
I'm not sure about that, sorry.
That's right, that's right. Can I take it back to Norm Smith for a second? Because
sure.
He's clearly one of the most iconic figures in football. What was he like to play on? I mean, when he said you were going to be dropped for the grand final, I imagine there was a bit of a reaction. But what was he like to play on, and what made him so special?
I think that Norman understood the football very, very well, and he knew the various players from the various teams. He'd had a lot of experience under Checker Hughes. I think the Checker Hughes donated a lot of his intellect to Norm in terms of understanding football. And I think all of the players respected the depth of the wisdom that Norm brought to his coaching. And we respected him, and he was a fantastic coach.
So was he a fire and brimstone sort of fellow? Was he really animated and energetic, or was he a bit more calculated and cunning?
I'm not sure that I like much the use of the word cunning, but I suppose it's appropriate in some respects. But Norm was a fantastic orator, and he really understood his football, and he spent a lot of time analysing the other teams and making sure that we would do our absolute best to overcome them.
Was there much of Norm Smith, do you think, in Barassi, or do you think Barassi got a lot out of Norm Smith playing underneath him? Because we think of Ron Barassi is one of the greatest coaches of all time, as was Norm Smith. But was there many similarities that you detected?
Well, I mean, I always was applying Ron as playing with me and for the team. But Ron certainly respected Norm a lot and lived with him for quite a lot of his life. And there was no question of any problems associated between the players and with Norm. Norm was a wonderful coach, and we all respected him and looked over to him and tried to put into effect what he said to do.
Brian, you were part of such a successful team back in the 50s and 60s. The five premierships, as we've mentioned, is there one year that sticks out for you as your favourite of those premiership wins?
Well, I suppose in terms of timing, the 1964 premiership, which was the last one that I participated in, and the last one that I think that Melbourne's won, that's the one that's 57 years ago, isn't it?
Yep, 64. That's the one.
So that's the one that's uppermost in my mind. Plus the fact that it was the game where Froggy Crompton kicked the goal, which put us in front. Prior to that was Gabalek's run, which put Collingwood in front. And then we kicked a point, and then I marked the kick in. And I saw Froggy Crompton down on the in near the forward pocket and kicked it towards him. And fortunately, he got it and kicked the goal to put Melbourne back in front. And then we won the... Obviously, we won the premiership.
But they often talk... Players that have been involved in super teams like yours and generational teams that have won three and four flags of recent years, Brian, they talk about... Because often there's one along the way that they've dropped. And you go through your record, and it was looking... Could have been six in a row with the Ds at the time. But 58 went the Magpies' way. Do you often think about the one that got away as opposed to the ones that you won?
I mean, my thoughts now with respect to Melbourne are the wonderful times that we had. I mean, we did lose a few, but the ones that we won far outweigh the ones that we lost.
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, I imagine that's true, winning, especially when you won five of them. It's some sort of record. Did you know through that time of being a Melbourne player that this was... clearly, it was something special, but this was something that the game probably hasn't even seen since or before. I mean, this dominance of your team was unlike anything that's been seen before in the game.
Well, we had Checky Hughes and Norm Smith, who had both been involved with Melbourne premierships, and we thought it was customary for Melbourne to win the premiership. And I mean, Norman Smith certainly carried on that that belief, and it was wonderful having Checky Hughes as well as Norm to do the coaching.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that's right. Two of the greats of the game, full stop. Well, how did you...
And actually, Checker actually coached for... there was a period of time, I remember, when we were training at the Junction Oval, and Checky Hughes took training. So I think Norman got something happened. I can't recall now exactly what happened, but I know that Checky spent quite a bit of time actually physically coaching the team.
Yeah, okay, right. I wasn't aware of that. How did you celebrate premierships back in those days? Brian, what did you get up to?
We used to get around the bar at the cricket club and stand on the bar, and well, good Melbourne supporters will buy us all the drink.
and what time?
Sing the grand old flag endlessly.
Fantastic. And what time would those shenanigans finish up, Brian, traditionally?
Oh, about 2 a.m.
Well, that's not too bad. You've done pretty well. You get a good night's sleep after that. Fantastic. Well, it was a very special time for your football club throughout that period, and you were an amazing player on the wing for the Ds throughout that time, and a Hall of Famer, and quite rightly and very comfortably in that in those category of players. I wish you the best and your Melbourne Football Club this Saturday evening. It's going to be a very special occasion. Hopefully, the first one, as you said, Brian, for 57 years to bring the Premiership Cup back to the Junction Oval, so to speak, to the Melbourne Footy Club.
Carmel and are looking forward to it very much, and I'd like to thank you all for the way in which you've conducted the interview.
Good on you, Brian. We'd like to thank you for being a part of it. Special to speak to people with such great history in the game. Have a great day.